Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
It's Riders on the radio. Come on, park the saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. You're ready to go today. Even when you just break the thing, even do it at the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope up and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you. With Riders in the Sky, so come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 1,920th appearance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, and thank you, Texas Big Spender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Howdy, everybody. This is Ranger Doug welcoming you to Riders Radio Theater once again. That's easy for me to say. Let me take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. Over to my left, that's your right, as you contemplate the warm glow on the dial of your Stuart Warner 10-tube tombstone, is the young man who plays the string bass in our trio. His parents once promised him a dollar if he would just shut up. He's Too Slim.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Yes, it's true, Andy, don't you?
Yeah.
That's absolutely true, but my price has gone way up.
I've noticed.
I'd say they really got a bargain.
I don't think they ever paid. To my right, that's your left. The king of the cowboy fiddlers, I know he'll contribute. He's waving a dollar bill. Woody Paul.
You bet I will. I hope my credit's good.
Slim, will you take a check?
I'll take a check from you, Ranger Doug, because you're the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug! Gladly.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and please join me in giving a big hand to our orchestra under the direction of Joey the Cow Polka King, a man we pay by the note. Joey! Joey, you're using up the budget for the month. Hold it. Thank you. Here's a tale from the pen of the king of the cowboy fiddlers called Compadres in the Old Sierra Madre.
He's really on tonight, isn't he? 1, 2, 3.
There is a spot I know, way down in Mexico, high in the old Sierra Madre, where many outlaw bands from across the Rio Grande have found a haven, a hold out, a hideaway. But danger rides with those who stray upon the secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre.
Deep in the dark of night, beside the campfire's light, they spin the tales of the life of the bandit, of jewels rare and old, of coaches filled with gold, a daring raid that paid off as they planned it.
But danger rides with those who stray upon the secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre.
Thank you.
stray upon this secret hideaway, where death is sure to welcome anyone within the law. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre. But if a man must run from any lawman's gun, he'll find compadres in the old Sierra Madre.
Riders Radio Theater will return right after this public service announcement.
Friends, the disease of pocaholism has reached epidemic proportions. Get up right now, look in the mirror, and ask yourself the following questions. 1, do you find yourself listening to more polkas but enjoying them less? 2, has polka replaced coffee for that early morning eye-opener? 3, do your polka habits seem to disturb your family, friends, or neighbors? 4, have you missed days from work or school due to polka? 5, do you envy people who can enjoy a couple of social polkas without getting into trouble? 6, do you listen to polkas alone? If you answered yes to 4 or more of these questions, you may be a polkaholic. Don't despair. There is help. Before you put on that next Hoopy John Wilfart record, call 1-900-NO-POLKA. That's 1-900-NO-POLKA. I did. It worked for me. I'm superstar Woody Paul, recovering polkaholic.
And now, here again are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Mix Bender.
Who'd you book this week, Ranger Doug?
I didn't book anyone this week, too, Slim. It's your job to book the guests this week.
Oh, it is?
Every week.
And a good thing, too.
I don't know about that. But who'd you book this week?
I booked a great comedy duo, and they're personal favorites of mine. We've worked the Minnesota State Fair with these guys for 7 years. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our old pals, Williams and Reed. Yeah. 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 Hey.
Slim.
Thank you, Slim.
What a thrill for us to just share the radio waves with these fabulous boys.
And to stand in the aura of the lovely Joey.
Oh, and just to stand this close to the idol of American youth, I'm telling you, it's exciting for me.
It's a dream come true for the Indian and I, especially to perform with these gentlemen.
That's right. And again, we are Williams and Ree, sometimes referred to as the Indian and the white guy.
I'm the Indian. I've been real sick.
We are... We are live and direct from Spearfish, South Dakota.
Oh,
South Dakota is the home of my people, the Great Sioux Nation. But as we travel throughout the country... We travel all over the world, Canada and the United States, just to name a few. Wherever we go, we tell people that we are truly all the same.
Exactly.
And we
this
are
is
indeed
America.
All the same. I'm Indian.
Right.
You're white.
Caucasian
honky. Same darn thing. Well, you know who you are. You know what you've done, and
let's
I'd like
to... Let's not bring the geese into this.
I said
this.
Nothing about geese,
You
Bruce.
Said honkers.
I said honky.
Okay, small ones. They're too young to fly.
No,
leave them alone.
No, no, no.
Huh?
Honky is a slang term we use for white people.
Oh, pardon me, wagon burner.
What I would like to do for not only all of our friends here tonight and all of our friends all over the world, I'd like to take a moment or two to say just a few words in my native tongue.
Oh, that'll bring the show to a stop.
I would like to speak some Sioux for all of these folks. Would you mind giving me a little intro?
That isn't what we'd planned
on doing.
Could
you give me a little introduction?
When we discussed what we were going to do on this.
Tell them what I'm going to do. Quickly. Quickly.
I knew nothing about any arms sales to any people.
No, tell them. I'm going to speak some Sioux. Quick, give me an intro.
What are you going to do?
Speak some Sioux.
Speak some Sioux?
Yes.
As you know, my partner is full-blown Sioux-ish.
No.
Not too long ago.
Not full blown. About three quarters.
Oh, three quarters, excuse me. The other quarter?
Sioux Booster.
You know, a while back, We're working in an all-Indian bar mitzvah at UCLA.
UCLA?
University of Cimarron by the lake almost. And we found out that my partner was the only one who could speak Siouxsie. He came out and there were four or five judges sitting around a swimming
pool.
Excuse
me.
And when the Indian dove in, everyone went, look, Shamu has escaped.
Excuse me. You've made just a couple of errors so far.
Errors?
First of all, you said that I am going to speak Siouxsie.
Yes?
That is incorrect, my friend. I am going to speak Sioux.
I said that.
No. Huh? What you said was Siouxsie.
Oh.
I speak Sioux.
Oh, big diff.
Quite a bit of diff. Son.
Son?
I'm abbreviating. I would like to take a moment.
Well, I just added the ISH, making it of and pertaining to a Sioux.
Yes, but what you
see,
don't...
like of and pertaining to a Jew would be Jewish.
That's correct, yes.
Of and pertaining to a Pole would be Polish.
That's correct also.
Of and pertaining to corned beef, hashish. So, of and pertaining to the
Listen Sioux, to what I'm saying, boy. Of and pertaining to the Sioux is still Sioux.
I got a zit there.
When in reference to me or my people, please use the term Sioux. Thank you.
Ooh, Sioux, sorry.
I'm going to speak some Sioux here tonight for all of you.
All right, Saddle Breath, we'll speak some Sioux. I will translate into my native tongue, English.
Fine.
All right?
Fine.
Whoops, I guess I mean Engel. You go by your last, you get so
I'm going to speak some Sioux. If perchance you understand what I'm saying, feel free to translate.
Go slowish.
How cola?
How's your cola? All right, that was
That's
easy.
That's not what I said.
The front row
That
got
is
it.
Not what I said.
What'd they say?
I said how cola.
There it is.
How means hello.
Hello to everyone sucking up a cola.
No.
No?
How means hello. Oh. Cola is friend.
Friend?
How cola, hello friend.
In Sioux?
Yes.
Uncola would be enemy? Diet cola would be a fat friend.
No. How cola? Wana atalila wash day.
Wash day.
Wash day.
Must be Sioux for Monday.
No.
That's wash day.
No.
Yeah.
I did not say wash day.
Oh.
Like some white kid would say wash day.
Meet me in the wings.
I said wash day.
Wash day.
Wash day.
You put an accent on the day.
Yes.
Like the clothes are filthy.
Yeah.
Get out the oxidol.
No.
No.
I am not talking about laundry.
You're talking about laundry.
No.
No.
Wash day.
Yes.
Wash day.
Scissors.
Wash day.
Paper.
One word means good.
Good. It's wash day. Clean shorts.
No. The riders are wash day.
The riders are good.
Yes.
Oh, let the Indian run with the ball.
Uh-huh. The riders are lila wash day.
They brought a girl into their act?
No. Lila wash day.
You're kidding.
Means very good.
It's a modifier.
Uh-huh.
Like lila good crowd at show.
Uh-huh. I have a word for you.
Ooh.
In Sioux, you are Hokshila.
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 Stud.
No.
Stud finder.
No.
Studebaker.
No. Hokshila means boy.
Boy, hand me that stud finder. There's water over there. Behind
you
that
are,
beam.
You are Hokshila. Washte.
Boy. Oh, good boy. Ooh, you good boy too.
No.
Ooh, it comes off.
Me, Hokshila. Tonka.
Truck boy.
No.
Toy boy.
No.
Toy poodle.
Tonka means big.
Big boy. Takes a big boy to handle a big load on wash day.
Pilamaha.
Kawasaki.
No, I said Pilamaha.
I thought you said Yamaha.
I know.
Oh, so sorry.
I know what you thought I said.
I know.
It's quite obvious you are not bilingual.
I prefer girls.
Bilingual.
What's that?
More than one language.
I guess I'm homolingual.
Pardon me?
I learned another language at home.
Of course, yeah. Making you...
Homolingual.
What language did you learn at home?
Chippewa.
You speak Chippewa.
Mm-hmm.
Say something for all these nice folks in Chippewa.
McCulloch chainsaw.
McCulloch chainsaw? What does that mean?
Buzz off, beaver.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you should read it.
Oh, man. That was great. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thanks a million for coming on our show. Where are you headed to next?
We're going out to L.A. Our agent has set up a movie audition for us.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great. What sort of part are you up for?
Well, it's a Western about a masked Indian and his ranger sidekick.
It's an interesting twist. I kind of like it.
Thanks.
Good luck with it. Ladies and gentlemen,
thanks
another big hand for Williams and Reed.
Thank you.
Oh, there they go.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 5 of the exciting Western melodrama, Singing Six Guns. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, riders in the sky and a huge herd of cattle are still on their way to Hollywood, where they plan to perform at a cocktail party benefit for Dick Clark. Unbeknownst to them, it is not the Dick Clark, and also unbeknownst to them, they've been canceled and replaced by Sting. Of course, it's not the Sting either. Meanwhile, evil Slocum is recovering from his atomic amnesia, and at the behest of Mr. Biggs is masquerading as B.O. Bernie Brillcream, a sleazy, low-budget Hollywood movie producer.
Slocum, I want you to immediately start putting together a production team. I want you to find a director, a star, and a writer. Who they are doesn't matter. The movie is just a front for a very big, very evil plan.
And now, episode 5 of Singing Six Guns, entitled Episode 5. As our story begins, Slocum, a.k.a. B.O. Bernie Brillcream, and Otto, the former cab driver, now movie director, are in their office in the Begelman building trying to decide what kind of movie to make.
Let's see here. Otto, look, this may be the answer.
Right, B.O.
Here's a USA Today poll, what the USA wants to see at the movies. Let's see here. 34% of us want to see Sly Stallone and Bette Midler in a taut interior drama. 22% of us want to see full-length Roadrunner cartoons. 10% want to see Ernest P. Worrell play Ollie North. I'd like to see that myself. Let's see, what's this way down at the bottom of the list? 0.0006 of us would like to see a singing cowboy movie. What a joke. Who in their right mind would want to sit through 2 hours of brainless horse opera, right, Otto?
Right, Theo.
Hey, it's the phone. I'll get it, Otto. This is our first phone call. Yellow, Brillcream Productions. B.O. Bernie Brillcream himself speaking.
Greetings, Brillcream. Nay, Slocum. Mr. Biggs here. I forgot to mention that the movie I want you to make needs to be a singing cowboy movie. Do you have that? I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Hello. He hung up. How do I sense a developing trend? We're going to make a singing cowboy movie.
Right, B.O.
Call Central Casting and have them send over 40 or 50 likely prospects.
Right, B.O.
I guess you'll need to know what types we're looking for.
Right, V.O.
Well, let's see. How about a ranger kind of guy and an Indian sidekick for him, and maybe the Indian wears a mask. I don't know.
Right, V.O.
What's the matter, Otto? Does this sound like something that's been done before?
Right, V.O.
It has, eh? Well, then great. We know it works.
Right, V.O.
While Slocum plots plagiarism, riders in the sky and their herd of prime beef arrive in L.A. But Ranger Doug directs them to pull over at MacArthur Park.
Yes.
Whoa, turn them in, boys.
Why are we stopping here, Ranger Doug?
Yeah, we're going to be late for the cocktail benefit party.
Wait a minute. Didn't you boys hear Texas Bix?
No, I was riding drag. All I could hear was cattle on the move.
Me too. I didn't hear anything. What'd you say?
He said that not only wasn't that the Dick Clark who called us, but that we've been canceled at the cocktail benefit and replaced by Sting to boot, who, of course, is not the Sting either.
Gosh, sounds like it was just some cheesy plot device to get us out here in L.A. to me.
You may be right, Woody Paul. It certainly wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, shut the fine howdy-do. Now what are we going to do?
The only thing we can do, Sidemeat, is head back to Tumbleweed Valley.
And I'm supposed to meet Sheriff Drywall. He was bringing that load of T-shirts for me to sell to help with our expenses.
Wasn't he going to his Uncle Fudd's first?
I believe he was.
Then I guess you should call over there and leave a message for him just to bring those T-shirts on back to Tumbleweed Valley with him.
Oh, great idea, Ranger Doug.
While the riders try to straighten out the mess our cheesy plot device has gotten them into, Slocum is casting about for a singing cowboy.
Okay, Otto, send in the first audition.
Right, B.O. Yeah. You come in now. Come in.
Come on in and sit down. Close the door behind you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's see, you're Ravi Rai, right?
Yes, I am, most definitely. Thank
you. It says here on your resume that you're an Indian.
Yes, this is so.
Where are you from? South Dakota, Montana, or?
No. I'm from New Delhi.
New Delhi? We don't need a New Delhi. The old one's fine. Listen, what's important here is, can you punch cattle?
Can I what, sir?
Punch cattle, you know, rope them, throw them, brand them, cut
off
their horns.
No, I cannot harm the cow. It is sacred. Reincarnation, you know.
Reincarnation? I don't believe in reincarnation.
Neither did I when I was the cow.
Maybe I can use you in one of the herd scenes. Listen, we'll be in touch now. Scram, please get out of here.
Have a nice day.
Send in the next one, we Otto?
Yeah, you too. Come in.
Good Lord. It's circus time. Come in now. Don't bother to sit down.
How are you doing there?
You're Milo Barlow and Garvin Swink.
Yep. Yeah, you got that right, buddy.
Sure. Yep. Says here you're diesel school dropouts from Normal, Illinois.
Yeah, I heard that. Hey.
Hey.
When do we get lunch?
Yeah, where's the sandwiches at?
You'll find them in the New Deli. Next, Otto, come on.
Right, you men, leave now.
Hey, hold on a minute there, partner. Hey, don't we get to audition?
Well, I
got me a big monologue prepared from a man from all seasons.
Both of you out.
Hey, how about validating my partner ticket anyway?
Hey, come on, get these guys out of here.
Hey,
no.
You. Otto, what central casting did you call? A hee-haw, the National Network? What's going on? Never mind. Send in the next ones.
You, come in. You too.
Hey, this is more like it. what's your guys' names here?
Hi.
Hi, we're Williams and Ree. We just blew in from the coast.
Yeah. We'd like to audition for the show.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
We've got some experience.
We've come a long ways, and we're not afraid to try new and engaging roles. Well, life on the res is kind of laid back. We buy a bunch of wine, put it in a paper sack. Drink it right down, then we barf till dawn. Yes, I live on the reservation.
We've done some acting.
So I take it one of you is an Indian.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for noticing.
You know, I'm the idol of all American Indian youth all over the world.
That's right.
Have you been in any movies before?
Yes, we have. What are some of the big movies we've been in, Bruce?
Well, we haven't been in a lot of movies because my partner doesn't want to compromise. He's an Indian and proud of his heritage.
That's right.
He's not to be typecast.
That's right, and I won't grunt and crawl for no man. How much money is this involved?
Well, they're going to be paying us on this one, so...
Well, maybe I can
there's a wonderful catered lunch that'll take care of all your questions.
I can grunt a little bit.
Well, I suppose. And I could crawl. If I had to.
Well, you know, this... What's that sound? Sounds like they're killing a cat outside.
The Indian's a little torqued off. He doesn't like to be surrounded. Especially this guy over here seems to be using Waylon Jennings styling moves.
Hey, would you boys, this is a singing cowboy picture, and we seem to have a singing Indian, but can you do kind of a singing cowboy number for me so I can hear what you're going to do in the picture?
Oh, grab a hunk of C. If you get lost, go to G and wait.
Otto, pick up your fiddle there, and let's see what we can do. Is this the whole deal or what?
I was wandering through a Texas border town. Another guy with plenty of time. She was wandering too, and then her eyes met mine. And that panhandle town along the Texas borderline. Well, the night was golden dreary and the rain was falling. The ship was falling fast. I was getting weary cause I left my little dearie in a town I passed. And I never more roam from this border town. I'll marry that girl, there I'll settle down.
That's awful good, guys. I want to make sure I get your card on your way out. Otto, can you show him the door? And thanks again.
Gee, don't be so rough.
What was that? The Yamaha?
Pilamaha. Thank you.
Same to you, pal. Who's next, Otto?
That's it.
That's it?
Right, there'll be. That's it. There is a singing cowboy shortage in Hollywood these days.
Oh, there's got to be some somewhere. What happened to all the singing cowboys?
Meanwhile, as today's episode draws to a close, four weary and disappointed cowpokes prepare to take their herd and head for home.
Okay, boys, we'd better get moving or we'll miss that rush hour traffic. Head them up! Move them out!
As the herd slowly starts its trek homeward, we're left with many burning questions. Why does Slocum need to make a singing cowboy movie, and where on earth will he find singing cowboys in this day and age? Faithful listeners, I'm sure you can see it coming from a week away. So glue your dial to this station and be here next week when you'll hear Slocum say...
Riders in the sky, riders in the... Where do I know that name from?
And Ranger Doug say...
Brill Cream. Surely not the Bernie Brill Cream.
It's colossal, stupendous, unbelievable Tinseltown adventure you won't want to miss. It's episode 6 of Singing Six Guns entitled... Episode 6, coming next week to this Theater of the Mind. And now, here again are Riders in the Sky, Joey the Cowpoke King, and Williams and Reed.
I think we got time for about a minute of a quick instrumental if you two want to get together, the King of the Cowboy Fiddlers and the Cow Polka King.
How about?
It's the Williams and Reed Polka.
Information on Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, right to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee 37189. Riders Radio Theater was conceived, written, produced, and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Bix Bender. Our flight commander is David Skeppner. The recording engineers are Cactus Carl Peterson and Judy Canary. The station manager is Alvin Boat. For WPLN Productions, the executive producer is Blazing Brenda Loftus. The producer is Jalavina Judy Lip. Our production foreman is Bert Boombaugh, and our sound effects wrangler is Hoedown Hank Fennell. Guests of Riders Radio Theater stay in the luxury of their own homes in return for this promotional announcement. This is Texas Big Bender saying so long, Saddlefowl. See you next week on Riders Radio Theater.